हरिओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। अमीरा सर, हरिकथा नमस्कारा क्लास इज रनिंग, दैट्स व्हाई पीपल हु आर अटेंडिंग दैट इट्स जस्ट ओवरफ्लोइंग अ लिटिल बिट, सो मे बी दे जॉइन अ लिटिल बिट लेट। विल स्टार्ट विष्णु सहस्रनाम अर्थ अनुसंधान। सो आफ्टर सेइंग द ऋषि देवता एंड छंदस विल कंटिन्यू द मीनिंग अंडरस्टैंडिंग। अस्य श्री विष्णु दिव्य सहस्रनाम स्तोत्र महामंत्रस्य श्री वेदव्यासो भगवान ऋषिः अनुष्टुप् छन्दः श्री महाविष्णुः परमात्मा श्रीमन्नारायणो देवता श्री लक्ष्मी नारायण प्रसाद सिद्ध्यर्थे जपे विनियोगः। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम विश्वाय नमः। ओम विश्वं विष्णुर् वशत्कारो भूतभव्यभवत्प्रभु भूतकृत् भूतभृद्भावो भूतात्मा भूतभावनः भूतात्मा परमात्मा च मुक्तानां परमागतिः अव्यपुरुषसाक्षी क्षेत्रज्ञोक्ष एव च योगो योगविदाम्नेत प्रधानपुरुषेश्वरः नारसिंह वपुश्रीमान् केशवः पुरुषोत्तमः सर्वशर्वशिवस्थानुर्भूतादिर्निधिरव्ययः सम्भवो भावनो भर्ता प्रभवः प्रभुरीश्वरः स्वयंभूशंभुरायत्यः पुष्कराक्षो महास्वनः अनादिनिधनो धाता विधाता धातुरुत्तमः अप्रमेयो हृषीकेशः पद्मनाभो अमरप्रभुः विश्वकर्मा मनुस्त्वष्टा स्थविष्टस्थविरोध्रुवः अग्राह्यः शाश्वतः कृष्णः लोहिताक्षः प्रतद्दनः। अंटिल दिस वी डिड दैट प्रतद्दनः द लास्ट शब्द। प्रभूतस्थिककुब्धामा पवित्रं मंगलं परं ईशान प्राणद प्राणो ज्येष्ठस्यष्ट प्रजापतिः। दैट इज द वर्स इन दैट द फर्स्ट शब्द प्रभूत। सो दैट इज द शब्द दैट वी विल बी डूइंग अर्थानुसंधान टुडे। प्रभूतः दिस वर्ड एज यू नो लाइक नो बाय दिस टाइम यू माइट हैव गॉट एन अकस्टम टू द धातु भू भू धातु लाइक इन भूहु भुवः स्वः व्याहृति वी टॉक्ड अबाउट several places we talked about the bhu dhatu, that bhu dhatu indicates bahutva purnatva, infiniteness, completeness. So that is the bhu dhatu. So the bhu dhatu that is present in this also, prabhutah. This can be split in various ways. One is pra plus bhutah, another one is pra plus bhu plus utah, another one is pra plus bhu plus utah. So various place. And pra is prakarshena. Prakarshena means completely or fully, excellently, wonderfully, sublime way. So prakarshena. And bhutah means bhuhu bhavau purnatva, purnatvena astiti bhutah. So this bhuta shabda is very interesting because it is used for all living beings also. They are not purna, but it is used. But in their cases, it is a different meaning. So in case of paramatma, the same words will be yielding a different meaning. For others, the same words will be yielding a different meaning for them, relevant to them. So in case of paramatma, the word bhuta represents one who is purna, because bhuhu bahau bahu purnatayam, that is the root. So prakarshena bhavati purnah bhavati iti prabhutah. And this gunapurnatva of paramatma, it is present in every single form of his, every single avatara, his bimbarupa, his every single form is purna by itself, infinite by itself. And when he took the avataras, his purna, Matsya, Kuru, Varaha, Narasimha, these prasiddha dashavataras, or other avataras like Vedavyasa, or Rishabhanamaka Paramatma. So all these avataras, in every single avatara, Paramatma is purna only. There is no shortcoming, because that antaryamitva rupa, that is possible only for one who is purna. Sarvantaryamitva is possible. One who is purna, one who is swatantra alone can be sarvantaryami. So, Paramatma is Sarvantaryami. So, even not only as Matsya Kurma Varaha Rupas, avatars he has taken where he himself took the form of a Matsya Kurma. But in this real world, there is like a small tiny fish are there, ordinary fish. Or there are ordinary living beings, birds, everything. In every one of them, Paramatma is present as a Bimbarupi. And a Bimbarupa of even an ant or any small living being in the world, Paramatma as its Bimbarupa is infinite still. So he is infinite in his own form. He is infinite when he is as a Bimbarupi inside every being. That is also his own form. But it is in a special way. The Bimbarupa never leaves that Jiva. It is so unique to that Jiva. So this Bimbarupi Paramatma also is infinite. And there in Chandogya Gayatri Va Idam Sarvam Bhutam Yadidam Kincha Bhavat Sarvam. So there it says Bhagavanta as a Bhuta, he is a Gayatri Namaka Paramatma. He is Gunapurna. That's why even a Gayatri Mantra, Gayatri Pratipadya Narayana Vyapriti Rupas Om Bhuhu Bhuva Swaha, that Bhuhu is indicative of Gunapurnatva. And in Chandogya Upanishad, the Vakya, Gayatri Vayadam Sarvam Bhutam Yadidam Kincha, that Chandogya Upanishad Vakya, for that, Acharya in the Bhashya explains this way, Yad Idam Paritaha Purnam Matsya Kurmadi Rupam Tadidam Bhagavan Vishnu Sarvantastita Evacha. So, Yadam Paritaha Purnam Matsya Kurmadi Rupakam Tadidam Bhagavan Vishnu Sarvantastita Evacha Tan Nishutatvat Vedana Gayakaha Traticha Akhilam. There we saw, no, Gayantam Trayati is one Vyutpati, Gayaticha Trayaticha. We saw that. So one Paramatma is doing Nitya Veda Uchcharana, Veda Gana. So he is Gayati. And also he is protecting all the living beings. Trati, Rakshanam Karoti. That's why he is Gayatri. So Ataha Gayatri Namasav Vasudevaha Paraha Puman Bhuma Bhutamiti Proktaha Purnatvat Purushottamaha. Satta Acharya quotes this from Sattatva Ratnamala. Sattatva Viveka. So there, Chandogya Upanishad Bhashya Acharya says, so the Gunapurna Paramatma that mentioned there in the Chandogya Upanishad, and also in Brihati Sahasra, there, you know, you might have heard of the incident where Paramatma is present in a special way in Indra. He actually, we hear saying that Brahmani Brahma Ruposav Shivarupi Shivestitaha. Same way, like just as Paramatma is present inside Brahma with the name Brahma, he is present inside Shiva with the name Shiva. He is present inside Indra with the name Indra. Of course, he is present inside every one of us with that name, with that shape, with that form. But sometimes what happens is he is present in a special way and someone else can also notice it. So in case of Indra, one time Vishwamitra is near Indra and he sees Indra and he realizes that Paramatma, who is Antaryami of Indra, who is present inside Indra as Indra, he has manifested in a form that can be perceived by Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra was able to see Indra Rupi Paramatma inside Indra. So, looking at Indra, he recites Brihati Sahasra. The entire Brihati Sahasra is recited by Vishwamitra, and Indra Antargata, Indra Namaka Paramatma, he approves it and he asks him to say one more time, to say one more time. So three times he says again and again this Brihati Sahasra to please the Indra Namaka Paramatma inside Indra. So there in Brihati Sahasra, Indra Avishta Paramatma, he does that, you know, like, you know, special instigation he gives to Vishwamitra for the sake of Adhika Jnana, to impart greater knowledge to Vishwamitra. He does the Upadesha to Paramatma. In that context, he says, Bhutani. So this Prabhutaha, he says, and one of the names of Bhutani, Tipadasyam, Tipadasyam. So we hear that. So Bhutani is forms, the infinite, complete forms of Paramatma. The number of forms are referred as Bhutani. Bhutani is Napumsakalinga, Bahuvachana, Prathama Vibhakti Shabda. Just like Palam Phale Phalani, Bhutam Bhute Bhutani. So Bhutani, plural form, which indicates infinitely complete forms of Paramatma. So he takes Bahurupas, and in each Rupa, he is infinite. So this is mentioned by that. And then another one is Prabhutatvat Bhutanama Sarvarupa Prabhutatah Bahurupasya Bhutani Ityukto Vishnu Sanatanah. In Brahmana Purana, the Vachana comes. He is Prabhutatvat. Prabhuta is called. The word is taken completely. Prabhutatvat Bhutanama Sarvarupa Prabhutatah. Because he is present in all the forms as an infant, Prabhutatvat means specially present. Nitya Avirbhuta Gunapurna Rupa. That means Yavagalu Nityavu Avirbhuta Galagin Iruvanta Gunagal Iruvavanu. That's what we say Kannada. In Hindi, if you say Hamesha Keliye Prakat Hote Purna Rupse Prakat Honevala Rupse Ranevala Paramatma. So this Nitya Avirbhuta Guna is present in Paramatma, and this is eternally present. That means eternally Paramatma's every form is eternally present, but eternally manifesting, including in Pralayakala, because some of the forms he withdraws during Pralayakala, they are all present, but he just withdraws them, keeps them inside, then again puts them out. So this way he does samsleshana visleshana, that is bringing out the forms, showing them and withdrawing them, showing them, withdrawing them. This way he does it. Whereas this Bhutarupas, Nityavir Bhutarupas, they are present even in Pralayakala, and he is, Paramatma is exhibiting them. Nityavir Bhuta, Avirbhava, that is manifestation. They are completely manifesting infinitely and eternally. That's another meaning for Prabhuta. And then Prabhuta, Prakarshena Bhutatvat. What is Prakarshena? Prakarshena means excellently, wonderfully. What is this wonderfulness? Swatantra. That Prakarshatva is indicative of Swatantra. So he is present as an independent being. Swatantratvat Prabhutanama. So that is what is conveyed by Prabhuta, Swatantratvat. So that is Prakarshena Swatantrena Satvat Prascha Bhutascha Prabhutaha. In Aitariya Upanishad Bhashya Tika, Tamrapaniya Acharya, he mentions that Prakarshena Swatantrena, Satvat means existence, independently existing. That's why he's called Praha Bhutaha Prabhutaha. That is another one. So Atmava Idameka Eva Agra Asi Nanyat Kinchanamishatu. This kind of, you know, Paramatma, he is there alone during Pralayakala as an infinite being. So this kind of Shruti statements and Smriti statements are all present. And then another meaning that is conveyed here is he is Prakrushtatvat Praha Kunapurnatvat Bhutaha Prascha Asav Bhuta. See here, there is a subtle difference. Earlier we took Pra as an adjective and Bhuta as the infinite form of the Paramatma. So Prakarshena Bhutaha. Here the subtle difference is we are taking two forms, two names. One is Praha. That means here Pra is not adjective anymore. It is also a noun. Prakrushtaha Praha. Gunapurnaha Gunapurnatvat Bhutaha. He is Pra and also he is Bhuta. That's why he is Prabhuta. So it's the subtle difference. One is Pra is used as an adjective. Bhuta is used as that which is qualified. Whereas here Pra is also a noun. Bhuta is also a noun, that is Prabhutaha. And another special meaning is given. Prabhutaha, Prabhutaha. Bhu means Bhuvi, Prakarshena Bhuvi Utaha. That means Bhuvi is earth. In the earth, he is pervading the earth in an excellent way. Excellent way, independent way, whatever. So, special way, he pervades the earth. That is what is conveyed by prakarshena bhuvi utaha. How utaha is conveying that meaning, pervading meaning, where does it come from? Pra bhu utaha, bhu bhuvi, earth. That is clear. Everybody knows bhu, bhumi, earth. Prakarshena visada. Utaha means pervading. Where is it coming from? There is a dhatu pata in which venya tantu santane. Venya tantu santane means tantu santane. This word again, tantu santana, has multiple meanings. Tantu means one meaning is thread. Santana is cluster or collection or group or arrangement. So tantu santana can refer to a cloth also. Or tantu santana means tata vistare. Santana also samyak tata vistare. So both tanu vistare. So tantu santana means pervading. So that is where it is coming from. Prabhu utaha, one who pervaded the entire earth in an excellent way. What is pervading earth excellent way? What does it mean? See, as we saw a few times, on this earth, so many plants, they are sprouting, they become big, like a mango tree, it may become, or some of them are just small plants. The rice, if you take, the rice is like a small, tiny plant. So like that, like a sasya, it's just a sasya, grain. So all these various types of things are coming out of the earth from a seed with some water. How is that happening? We take it for granted. Oh, it happens because the seed, it happens. But why should it happen? Because Paramatma is present inside the seed. He is present inside the earth. He brings the connection between the seed and the earth. He makes the seed have the special ability from the earth to give rise to a sprout and then flower and then the fruits coming out. All these are made possible because of Paramatma's capability. He is doing it. So that is why prakarshena bhuvi utaha. That is the special significance of that. And then another one is prakarshena bhavati iti prabhu. One is prabhu instead of utaha. It says utaha. Utaha tantasantana visadat. What it means is he is a sarvasamartha prabhu. And for the sake of Draupadi, he gave akshaya vastradana, as you all know. Tantasantana. So utaha. Taha ne tasmataha. Like, you know, pustakataha, gramataha, we use the word. Taha means from there. I came, gramataha, aham agacham. I came from the village. We say gramataha. So like that, taha, he says from there I came. So, utaha, from Paramatma, akshaya vastras came for the sake of Draupadi. So, utaha, prakarshena bhavati prabhuhu, utaha, santantanaha, yasmat, saha, prabhutaha. So one who gave akshaya vastras to Draupadi and one who is a prabhu, he is prabhutaha. That's another meaning. And then another one is prakarshena bhavati iti prabhu sacha asau gunaihi uto vyaptaschaiti. This is also a subtle difference, small difference. The way the word is found, of course, gunapurnatva bhuta, we saw that. But the same meaning is conveyed with a different etymology, different formation. Bhu is Purna. We saw Uta is Vyapta. U Veng Tantu Santane Vyap pervading. So Gunaihi Utaha Vyaptaha Sa Aso. So he is Prabhu and he is Uta. Uta means Gunaihi Vyapta. One who has Vyapaka. You know, we saw that Paramatma has three kinds of pervasion. His three kinds of pervasion is he is pervading Desha, Kala, Guna. Desha, all places he pervades, all times he pervades, and not only Deshtaha, Kalataha. This is Lakshmi also has Deshtaha, Kalataha, all pervasion. But Lakshmi does not have Gunataha pervasion. Paramatma has gunataha parveshan. That means every single auspicious quality is present in Paramatma. In Lakshmi, the mukhya quality Swatantra is not there. If Swatantra is not there, then Swatantra Ananda is not there, Swatantra Saundarya is not there, Swatantra Jnana is not there. None of the Swatantra qualities are there in Lakshmi. So there is a big difference between Lakshmi and Paramatma as far as gunas are concerned. So that is why he is prakarshena bhavati such as a guna, gunaihi uto vyaptha. He has that pervasion of the gunas. That's why he is called utaha. Utaha or utaha. Prabhutaha. So prabhu utaha. Then another way we can see this. Prabhutaha. Prakrushtani bhutani yasmat saha prabhutaha. Bhuta means like panchabhuta. Prithivi, apas, tejo, vayu, akasha. These panchabhutas, all these panchabhutas are atmanaha akashaha sambhutaha ityadi shrutehe. So from atma, paramatma, akasha came, vayu came, and then tejasu came, jala came, prithvi came. All these came from paramatma. Came means what? As a nimitta karana, he made them appear, he made them happen from mula prakuti. So he is not upadana karana or a material cause, but he is only nimitta karana, efficient cause. That means like a pot maker and mud and the pot. We talked about the example so many times. The pot came out of the mud. So mud is the upadana karana and the pot maker made the pot. So the pot maker is nimitta karana. Like that, Paramatma is only nimitta karana for this entire universe. So all the panchabhutas came out of him. So prabhutani yasmat saha, prakrushtani bhutani yasmat saha. That is another utpatti. Bhuta also means chetana, achetana, vastu, sama. So all the things that exist. See, three levels of bhuta. One is panchabhutas we saw. That is the meaning we saw. Another one is bhuta means all living beings. Bhutani, prani. Pranigalu, we say. So the living beings, samast pranilu. So all the pranis, they are bhutas. So bhutani, chetana sarvani, vastuni, prakrushtani. They get their prakrushtatva, their completeness from Paramatma when they go to moksha. So that's why there's prabhutaha, prakrushtani, bhutani, yasmat, saha. All the living beings get their purnatva, moksha, prada. Now, sthiti from Paramatma, that's why he is Prabhuta. One mean, utpatti. Another utpatti is chetana chetanatmakani bhutani sarvani vastuni prakrushtani yena saha. In this world, we have chetana achetanatmaka. Earlier we saw panchabhutas and the living beings. Now all the beings, living and lifeless beings, bhutani chetana achetanatmaka. Achetana means jada. Chetanas and jadas, every object in this world, all the vastus, whether living vastu or non-living vastu, they become prakrushtani. Prakrushtani means being perfect, becoming their full. In case of chetanas, they attain their fullness. In case of jadas, they have their exact property. Whatever property they are supposed to have, they have that property only. So they become their own complete, their own fullness they have achieved. So that is why he is prabhuta. Prakrushtani bhutani chetana chetanatmakani sarvani vastuni prabhutaha. So that is the meaning for prabhuta. And there are a couple more, and then there's special discussion on that. We'll talk about that in the next.